Warren News. I'm Mary Rose. A memorial for Charlie Kirk is taking place right now at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson eulogized Kirk with a verse from the Bible.
Except a corn of wheat fall onto the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And I want to thank Charlie for his sacrifice, because much fruit is going to be realized.
And Tucker Carlson also honored Kirk.
Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless to his last moment. He was unafraid. He was not defensive, and there was no hate in his heart.
House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says the country is feeling the loss of Charlie Kirk.
We have to acknowledge the emotion that's been involved. We live in unprecedented times in that, you know, an assassination, an unspeakable crime, a murder like this is covered in real time, online, where everyone, even young people, could see the images. And it's spurred on quite a mix of emotions around the country. It's shaken the nation, and I think everybody can recognize that. A combination of grief and sadness, people feeling just overwhelmed by that.
One person is dead and two others wounded after a shooting at a New Hampshire country club. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says police have arrested 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau for last night's deadly shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashaw. The FDA is recalling a dozen brands of cinnamon sold nationwide for elevated lead levels. The recalled cinnamon brands were sold at stores including Save-A-Lot, Dollar Tree, Euro Grocery, Premium Supermarket, and others. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed and hundreds wounded. Christians make up less than 3% in Nepal. This is SRN News. A painting by 20th century Mexican artist could break records when it goes on the block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueno La Gama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female's artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Rome's International Airport has opened a dog hotel to make travel easier for pet owners. The facility offers temperature-controlled floors, private gardens, and ambient music for relaxation. The dogs can enjoy grooming, even video calls with their owners. More details at srnnews.com.